When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowboys, filthy, 7.5-point spread, 12:30 pregame show, play-by-play with Brad and Babe, all on this radio station, also known as the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, and part of the Eagles coverage, has been this guy for a long, long time. He is Howard Eskin, joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline from WIP in Filthy here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Howard.
What a wonderful morning to start it off with you guys. It is such a treasure and a pleasure. But I have a question for you. Can I object to your questions like one of your guests does, the clueless guest that you had? Because, you know, how can you ask that question? Can I object? Because I know that's happened with you guys, the objections.
When you saw that story, first off, you didn't reach out like I thought a nice person would, yeah, and offer your condolences or words of encouragement. Did you immediately know that it was us? What did you think when that story happened?
Well, I thought it was just a bunch of losers. So you guys letting him do that.
Oh, God.
Come on. And like, who is he? He's built a horrible team, America's team. What America are we in when that football team, and because the Cowboys suck, what America are we in? And he's the genius that built that football team. He's the genius that gave Dak Prescott a contract, and now he's stuck. The turnover machine, the overrated quarterback in Dak Prescott. He's the genius that doesn't have a running game. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Now, what can I say? And you got a coach that all of a sudden says his team practiced hard. What the hell did they do the other weeks of the season? What, are they didn't practice hard? I mean, give me a break.
Howard, does it feel like Sirianni has saved himself, or is he still on the chopping block for this season?
Well, Philadelphia people always want to rip something, so I get it.
And you don't. I love how you get on us for how we handle Jerry while you're sitting there keeping Sirianni's Gatorade and water cold on the sideline next to Big Dom.
Hey, listen, I think he's a good Big Dom. Everybody wants to get on Big Dom.
Yeah.
He's a good – Sirianni is a good coach. I think he's a good coach. I mean, greatness comes with a lot of years. He's won more games in his first 3 years as head coach than any head coach in the NFL ever. And he's second in the NFL right now in percentage of wins since 2021. You base it on results, and he's got results. His personality is out there. He's very emotional, enthusiastic, which I like that rather than that stone face loser of a coach that you have. When he throws that, when he doesn't, what did he throw down his clipboard for?
That's a tablet, geezer. Dang, Power. What else do you think
clipboard.
He's writing down with a feather
he's
pen?
Got a clipboard.
Think he's doing a playbook with a feather pen out here? Gosh. And I know you're not talking about sideline antics. You have the biggest douchebag in the whole league, and you're talking about our guy's sideline antics with Sirianni. Your quarterback has to keep him in check and his emotions in check. You know, if he was in any other city and you weren't holding his headphone wire, you'd be killing him and destroying him. You know it.
Wait a minute. His quarterback doesn't keep him in check. He's got people there.
Big Dom.
He's the head coach.
Big Dom. His quarterback doesn't talk to him.
He's the head coach of a winning football team. You have a head coach of a losing football team for years. I mean, you've won in the regular season, but we know that's useless. Regular season wins unless you win in the playoffs. And Sirianni's going to, like any coach, has to have results in the playoffs. That's what it really comes down to. So who would you rather have? And don't tell me Mike McCarthy over Nick Sirianni, because then you guys show me you really are clueless.
We are going to have a head start on our next guy versus you guys.
That's true. That's true.
Howard Elson. I hope you hire Bill Belichick. I hope you hire him, because he is so overrated. He won with Tom Brady, and he didn't win without Tom Brady. So go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead. Pay Bill Belichick all that money. And you have a losing team for more years ahead.
Howard and Eska join us here at 105 through the Fan. All right, you like Sirianni? I actually like Nick, but what does he actually do well as a coach?
Well, it's hard to have a coach that has respect and the players like you. It's hard to have both, and he does. He's creative. His team meetings, you know, whether you like Jason Kelce or not, he said he's the best coach in team meetings that he's ever had. And Andy Reid was here. So that has to say something. Now, meetings translate a lot of times to what happens on the field. He really does energize the players. He really does have a very creative mind. And he's got the players that'll go through a wall for him. You're going to tell me that half the guys on the Dallas Cowgirls go through the wall for Mike McCarthy? Really? Are you going to tell me that? Because then I'd really be disappointed in you guys. I would really be disappointed. And then I would object to the next question. I'm going to see what I can do about you guys.
Oh, God, here we go.
So, Howard, we can say that it's hard to be liked and respected and does that a good job. Why can't he get either from his quarterback, who it keeps being reported, they got to have Kellen Moore come in and bridge the gap between the two because they can't even talk to each other?
Well, that's what happens when you read social media. It's not social and it's not media, and you believe all that stuff. Now, Jalen Hurts, I'll say, is a little bit different of a guy, and they get along very well this year.
Oh.
You know, they do.
Here's Pravda.
Well, wait a minute.
Good reference.
They get along. Really they good. Get along well. Now, does that mean he doesn't disagree with some of the things that Nick Sirianni does? But the reality is, Kellen Moore is calling the plays. So when people say, oh, he doesn't get along with Nick Sirianni, for what reason? For what reason? Kellen Moore is calling the plays. When you have a situation late in the game and you have a timeout and you discuss it, they discuss the plays, and Nick Sirianni say, this might work, but they all agree. In the end, they all agree with the play call. But during the game, during 98% or 99% of the game, Kellen Moore is calling the plays. So when the quarterback is objecting or reportedly is objecting, what is he objecting to? I mean, you guys just buy into all this nonsense. Yeah. You know, hey, listen, there's not players that agree with everything. You don't find it anywhere. You think Joe Burrow agrees with everything that his head coach is saying right now, even though he's had some really good games? No, he can't agree with everything. But as long as the team moves forward, now they're losing with a great quarterback, and that's not a good thing either.
Have you gotten any good questions in for Sirianni's kids at the press conferences?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
practices lately.
Oh God, oh, Howard! Wow. Please tell me. Please tell me you destroyed that. The using your kids as a human shield because you're too soft to be up there. So please tell me you killed that.
He's done that before. It's not his whole family was there from out of town, and his kids were there. I don't know that they're there every game. And he was happy that they won a game. It wasn't a pretty game against Cleveland. But to use him as a shield, every question that the reporters wanted to ask, the brilliant reporters that wanted to ask, they were asked. Every question was asked, and it wasn't because the kids were or weren't there. Now, he's not going to bring his kids up anymore because people make an issue of it. I'm going to tell you something. I took offense to that, and I'm going to try to be serious with you guys, which is really hard to do because it's you guys. You know, my son, who's on the air now in the afternoons at WIP, when he was a kid, I shared because I didn't have enough time at home. Because I was working nights, I was at games all the time. So he met Michael Jordan through my work, best basketball player ever. Wayne Gretzky, best hockey player ever. Some of my other kids met Shaq and Rodman. Rodman was really strange, but it was really cool because he was so goofy at the time. And my daughter got to meet Taylor Swift because I'm friends with her dad. Well. My other daughter got to have lunch with John Bon Jovi. She was a big fan, and I knew John by covering games through my work when he owned part of the Arena football team. So they all shared in experiences because I allowed them to share in experiences. So the kids being up there, it's just an experience. That's all a parent's trying to do. And, and I was trying to be serious in that regard. Yeah. And I took offense. I took offense to that. I don't care whether his kids are up there. Ask the questions. Who cares?
Howard asking D&M Leasing Hotline from Filthy here on 105.3 The Fan. The Metroplex was ready to run Kellen Moore out of town. Bobby here was very upset about it, though. He loves Kellen. What has Kellen Moore been for the Eagles offense?
Well, once the quarterback got comfortable with his offense, he likes to run a lot of plays under center, which the quarterback wasn't comfortable with because you can have better play action, more motion, and a couple of coaches, and Mark Sanchez actually brought up a point that quarterbacks sometimes aren't comfortable being under center with play action because when you turn away from the line, some quarterbacks don't process things as quickly when you turn back to look when it's not a run, but it is a pass. So now they're running more plays under center. They can do more things. And obviously Saquon Barkley adds a lot to what they do. But I think Kellen Moore is now running more of his offense that he wants to run because the quarterback now has become more comfortable with what he's doing. So I like Kellen Moore. I think he's another guy that is creative. And with Nick Sirianni, I think they have a creative offense. And I think Kellen Moore has done a good job here. I don't know what the issue was in Dallas, but I guess Mike McCarthy wanted to run the ball all the time, that brilliant head coach that you got.
What did you honestly think of the Saquon acquisition, and could you have dreamed it worked out this well?
Well, I thought, when they got him, I said, they just got another receiver, and that's why they paid him more money than you would think that they would pay a running back. He hasn't been as much of a receiver as before, but as long as he's healthy, he's obviously very good. And it's hard to find a player that cares so much about his teammates. You can talk about players. Oh yeah, he cares about his teammates. This guy didn't want to go back in the game because he wanted somebody else when he was 13 yards away from 100. And he told the head coach, listen, no, let the other guys, as he said, let the other guys eat. And I saw him, I was on the sidelines. I said, he's not going back in the game. And I give him, and then he hugged Gainwell, the other running back, when he didn't score a touchdown because he wanted him to succeed because he wasn't in there. He is a great teammate and obviously a hell of a running back. And as long as he's healthy, he's going to be really good. I expected him to catch the ball more and not run the ball as much, but I did not have any doubt that he was going to be a good running back for the Eagles and a better running back. So, hey, listen, who was it? Swift, who went to Chicago, I think.
Yeah.
He gained 1,000 yards last year, but what's 1,000 yards in a 17-game season? It's meaningless. But what Saquon does, he does more than just have success on the field. He has success with his teammates off the field. And that's being legit. I mean, I learned more about the guy. I heard he was a good guy, but he's a really, really good person too. And that's, you need that on a football team, which the Cowboys have not had enough of those guys.
give us how the East finishes 1, 2, 3.
Eagles, Washington, Giants.
Oh, of course. Oh, gosh. You think y'all beat Washington?
Well, they play them after they. The only problem I have with Sunday's game, I don't have a problem with the game. The only question I have is, don't take the Cowboys for granted, even though they suck. even though they really are. I'd rather have Prescott play because he's a turnover machine. But now you got to deal with Cooper Rush. But the Redskins or the Washington or whatever the hell they call their name these days. They play them on Thursday after this game. Don't look ahead to the Washington game. You got to take care of the Cowboys and kick their ass like you should do. That would be an embarrassment. That would really be an embarrassment. you won your only division game. You beat the Giants by 5 points. Whoopee. Wow, that's really exciting. I'm telling you, that shows me a good football team.
what happens on Sunday?
The Eagles win by double digits. And there's no question. Even with a less than full effort, they're still going to beat the Cowboys. And they should beat them easily. Get up on this team. Then what do? Can't pass, can't run, can't have Jerry Jones do anything more because he's already messed it up enough. So what are you going to do? The Eagles win this game.
All right.
No question.
I got to be serious with you here and talk about something else happening in your city. Howard Eskin, WIP. What the hell is happening with the Embiid situation? Oh, is he hurt? Is he not hurt? Did you know the reporter, the shove? What is happening with Embiid?
Well, I'm not a fan of the reporter, so let's get that out of the way. And he just there's been too many times where he takes liberties. But it's they're both wrong. Embiid was wrong for shoving him. He waited for him. He didn't even play in the game, and he's still sitting in the locker room 10 to 15 minutes when the media comes in the locker room, please. He shouldn't have been there. That's number one. Embiid will be hurt for the rest of his career. He's a lazy player. Ooh. He doesn't listen to the coach. He doesn't play for his teammates. He plays for himself. The question I get a lot is, well, why doesn't he just give the team 15? Now, his knee's always going to be bad. It is what it is. You're going to have to play on it, and that's the end of that story. But why doesn't he play 15, 18 minutes to help his team?
Yeah.
And you know why? It's pretty simple. Because it lowers your seasonal. If you play 15 to 20 games and only play 15 to 18 minutes, you're not going to have as many points. You're not going to have as many rebounds. And it lowers your seasonal average because it's figured into it. He's playing for himself. So he's going to play on Tuesday, from what I understand, when the Sixers are back home. Yeah, but he's not going to play on Wednesday. There's a home game against Cleveland. Cleveland's undefeated, but he's not going to play back-to-back games because that's just who he is. I mentioned, how many games are you going to have Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey in the same game? My number is 35, and I think I was high.
Yeah.
35 games will all play together. Embiid is not a winner. They should have traded him 3 years ago. The president general manager is a total fraud. Daryl Morey has never done anything to improve this team. The Sixers are the only team that would have given Paul George a 4-year max contract, so that's why he came here. That's the only reason he came here, because he got the 4-year max contract. He, other than last year, when I think he played either 71 or 74 games because he was playing for a contract, he averaged 50-some games a year the 4 previous years. Mm. I mean, I didn't even realize. He's a nice player. He's a good player, but he's hurt all the time too. But Embiid's going to be hurt with it. And then the moron, Daryl Morey, and what a clueless guy he is and a fraud. He gives him a three-year extension.
Oh.
And you have a physical before you sign a contract. They knew his knee was a problem, and they extend him 3 years, which gave him 5 years more with the Sixers at an average of $62.5 million a year.
Woo!
Now, what incentive does Embiid have to play, really? I mean, really, and he'll want out if they're not going to be better. He's not going to go anywhere else because he's got such a comfort level. And I'll share this with you because I've done it on the air. Embiid shows up on games he plays for home games 45 to 50 minutes before tip off.
What?
You're kidding me, right? Yeah, I didn't believe it. You know, some of the technical people that shoot the players coming in.
Yeah.
Told me he doesn't get here till 45-50 minutes wow. before tip-off. So I happened to be by an elevator to go up to one of the suite levels to see some people, and that's where they come in. And he comes in for a game that he played. I looked at my watch, 47 minutes before tip-off.
Wow.
You got to be kidding me. This is who he is. And when you guys – it might have been you guys or somebody in San Francisco. Maybe it was San Francisco that wanted him. Take him. Get him out of here. You're never going – the Sixers will never – and that's capital letters. For you guys, I'll spell it. Never win a championship with Joel Embiid on this basketball team.
Wow.
Never. That's capitalized, by the way. And you guys probably know how to do that.
We figured it out. Imagine if Embiid played for the Eagles, Howard be here. Like, he's the Cal Ripken of football.
Yeah.
He's the greatest teammate in the history of football.
I know.
You guys are nitwits.
Enjoy your trip. Bobby, kick him in the stones in the press box. Thank you, the Burger King. Howard Eskin on the D&M Leasing Hotline from Filthy and WIP. That is an absolute disaster. They're going to have to try to deal. They're going to have to deal him for 30 cents on the dollar.
Embiid?
Yeah. He can't survive there.
No,
it's
he
over.
Can't.
Did Daryl Morey know he couldn't play back-to-backs when he gave him the deal?
How do you know?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.